Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Place-Based Education. Connecting Classrooms and Communities by David Sobel is a concise work of educational theory and practice in the Nature Literacy series. Its subject is place-based education, an approach that treats the local community, landscape, culture, history, and ecology as the primary context for curriculum design, rather than presenting learning as detached content delivered inside classrooms. Sobel argues that students learn more deeply when academic subjects are tied to the places they inhabit and the communities they can investigate directly. The book is aimed at educators, school leaders, parents, environmental organizations, and community partners seeking practical alternatives to standardized, decontextualized schooling. It combines a philosophical case for local learning with examples from classrooms and references to research on student engagement, achievement, and civic participation. Its purpose is not only environmental education, but a broader rethinking of schooling as a means of strengthening ecological literacy, community identity, and democratic involvement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, local community and environment as the organizing center of curriculum. Sobel presents place-based education as a curriculum strategy that begins with the immediate surroundings of students rather than with distant abstractions. The local watershed. Town history, neighborhood economy, public spaces, cultural traditions, and visible environmental issues become entry points for reading, writing, science, mathematics, social studies, and the arts. This matters because students can test ideas against observable reality. A lesson about ecology becomes more concrete when students study nearby habitats. A lesson about civic life becomes more meaningful when students examine local decision-making or community needs. The book positions place not as a decorative supplement to ordinary instruction, but as a structural principle for organizing inquiry. This approach also changes the role of the teacher. Instead of relying only on textbooks or prepackaged units, the teacher becomes a designer of investigations that connect mandated learning goals to local questions. Sobel does not treat locality as narrowness. He suggests that understanding one place well can prepare students to understand broader regional, national, and global systems because abstract concepts are grounded in direct experience. Secondly, reconnecting school knowledge with civic responsibility and community life. A central concern of the book is the separation between schools and the communities around them. Sobel argues that conventional schooling often treats knowledge as something produced elsewhere and consumed by students inside classrooms. Place-based education reverses that pattern by asking students to participate in local inquiry, documentation, problem-solving, and stewardship. The community becomes both a source of knowledge and an audience for student work. This has civic significance. When students investigate local history, interview residents, map community assets, monitor environmental conditions, or contribute to public projects, they begin to see themselves as participants in shared life rather than passive recipients of instruction. The educational value lies not merely in service activity, but in the way academic learning becomes linked to responsibility. Writing can serve public communication, science can inform local understanding, and history can strengthen a sense of continuity. Sobel emphasizes that community engagement should be developmentally appropriate and rooted in real relationships. The goal is to cultivate attachment, competence, and participation before expecting students to address distant or overwhelming problems. Thirdly, ecological literacy developed through direct experience rather than distant crisis. Sobel is widely associated with the idea that children need emotionally grounded relationships with nature before they are asked to confront large-scale environmental crises. In this book, ecological literacy grows from familiarity with local natural systems. Students learn the names, patterns, cycles, and interdependencies of nearby places, which gives environmental knowledge sensory and ethical weight. This differs from environmental instruction that begins with global degradation, extinction, or climate anxiety. Sobel does not ignore environmental problems, but he emphasizes that concern becomes more durable when it is built on affection, curiosity, and repeated contact. A child who studies a local stream, schoolyard habitat, garden, forest edge, or urban ecosystem can understand ecological concepts through observation and care. The reasoning is pedagogical as well as emotional. Direct experience supports inquiry, classification, measurement, comparison, and interpretation. It also helps students see that humans are part of ecological systems, not observers outside them. The book, therefore, frames ecological literacy as both scientific understanding and a lived relationship to place. Fourthly, evidence and classroom examples used to challenge standardized schooling. The book responds to an educational climate shaped by standardized testing, uniform curricula, and accountability pressures. Sobel does not simply reject academic standards. Instead, he argues that locally rooted learning can support academic achievement while making learning more meaningful. The book refers to research and reports associated with environment-based education, including claims that engagement, attendance, language use, science learning, and other outcomes can improve when students work with real local contexts. Its classroom examples are important because they show that place-based education is not limited to rural schools or nature-rich settings. Urban, suburban, and rural communities all contain histories, built environments, ecological relationships, and civic questions that can anchor learning. The book, therefore, challenges the assumption that standardization is the only route to rigor. Its practical argument is that rigor can emerge from authentic inquiry, interdisciplinary projects, and public relevance. At the same time, readers should understand the evidence as part of an advocacy-oriented educational text rather than as a comprehensive research synthesis. Its strength lies in showing plausible mechanisms and usable examples. Lastly, preserving cultural identity while resisting placeless educational models. Sobel places local culture, memory, and tradition alongside ecology as essential parts of place-based education. The book argues that globalization and standardized curricula can weaken students' relationships to the distinctive histories and practices of their communities. When schools ignore local stories, landscapes, economies, and cultural knowledge, students may come to see their own places as insignificant compared with distant centers of authority. Place-based education counters this by making local identity intellectually legitimate. Students can study regional architecture, oral histories, land use, migration, food systems, community celebrations, or economic changes as serious curriculum content. This does not mean romanticizing every local practice or avoiding difficult questions. Rather, it gives students tools to understand how places are formed by natural systems, human choices, conflict, adaptation, and memory. The approach can also support cultural preservation by connecting young people with elders, local experts, and community institutions. Sobel presents this as a form of educational renewal because it helps schools become contributors to civic and cultural continuity rather than isolated institutions. In conclusion, place-based education is most useful for teachers, curriculum designers, school administrators, outdoor educators, environmental organizations, and parents who want schooling to become more connected to lived experience. Readers looking for a highly technical research review may find it less exhaustive than specialized academic literature, but its practical value lies in how clearly it frames place as a curriculum foundation. The book helps educators think through why local inquiry can strengthen engagement, interdisciplinary learning, ecological understanding, and civic participation. It also offers an intellectual benefit by challenging the assumption that serious education must be detached from local context. Compared with many books on environmental education, Sobel's work stands out because it is not limited to nature study or conservation messaging. It links ecology with community history, cultural identity, democratic life, and academic learning. Compared with general progressive education texts, it is more specific about the role of geography, neighborhood, and landscape in shaping curriculum. Its distinctive contribution is the integration of theory, classroom practice, and a clear argument for rebuilding the relationship between school and community. For educators seeking realistic ways to make required subjects more relevant without abandoning rigor, it remains a compact and influential guide. If you would like to support David Sobel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.